Congressman Sam Graves joins us today, and one of the things we want to talk about was the president's address earlier in the week dealing with border security, especially along the U.S.-Mexican border. What kind of reaction are you getting from your constituents on this?
The vast majority of the folks that are calling in and emailing and writing are very supportive of securing the border. They want to see this happen. And, you know, and again, this is nothing new. This is not something that has happened just under President Trump. This is something that we've been working on for some time, and the first proposal was back in 2005, and it sailed through. So this is something I've always supported, and I hope that it happens.
Can you kind of put the money that's being talked about in perspective? Because in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't seem to be a whole lot.
It's not. When you consider the fact that the budget that was proposed, with this new Congress or this new House of Representatives. You know, they've got over $50 billion in there for foreign aid. For countries that it's questionable whether they even support the interests of the United States. $50 billion plus, it's about $53 billion. So you're talking about $5 billion total to secure our border when we're giving away to other nations, multiple times that. So to me, it's not that big of a deal. It's a fairly easy lift.
Let me ask you, is this a true national security issue?
It absolutely is. It is a national security issue, and it's something that we need to take very serious.
All right. Have you had a chance to visit the border at all, or have you talked to any colleagues who have?
I have. Well, I've talked to colleagues, and I have visited the border. It's something that, in fact, the time I was down there was in the Arizona area, Fort Huachuca area, and it's amazing the number of people that you see coming across the border, particularly at night, when you can use night vision, you can just see individuals, walking north. It really boggles your mind to know how many people are coming across, and they're coming across illegally.
All right, what do the border agents tell you?
The border agents are very supportive of this, and we've heard that from numerous individuals. It gives them a physical barrier to patrol. Right now, with no fence, no wall, anything like that, it's very hard to patrol that virtual border, running up and down the road, because people can cross it at any point. So it's something that they want and something they want to see right away.
All right, so what is realistic? When can something happen and then this partial government shutdown come to an end?
Well, it could happen as soon as today. It really could, but the other side has to be willing to come to the table and discuss options. When Nancy Pelosi said that, absolutely not, she's not interested in even talking about it, then there's no negotiation. There's no, talking it through. And that's very frustrating when she doesn't even want to visit about it.
Have you talked to any of your Democratic colleagues? I'm guessing you have some friends on the other side of the aisle. What are they telling you?
Absolutely. They would like to see this thing resolved, some sort of a compromise met, some sort of the friends that I've talked to, some sort of a compromise, any compromise so that we can get the government back open and move forward with the other important issues that we have.
All right. This issue aside, what has it been like working in the U.S. House with Nancy Pelosi as speaker?
Well, it's it can be frustrating. I've done this before. This is the second time that I've worked in the minority, and interestingly enough, on the Transportation Committee, we're moving forward with infrastructure package, and been talking to the president's office, obviously, and the majority. Peter DeFazio is the chairman, good friend of mine, and so we're working through some of the issues dealing with infrastructure, and so I'm excited that we're hopefully, at least in the Transportation Committee, we're going to be able to move some good legislation.
All right, you've been a big supporter of the infrastructure proposal. Do you see that getting done?
I do. I think it's one area we can come to an agreement on. It's one area that everybody, understands. The infrastructure is something the government is supposed to do, should do, and should do well. And it's going to be good for those of us throughout rural Missouri, obviously, when it comes to roads and bridges. And that's traditional infrastructure, what we think of when we talk about infrastructure, but there'll be other things in there too. Water systems, obviously Mississippi, Missouri River, waterways. We've got aviation and rail, everything in there, pipelines. But the biggest focus is going to be on roads and bridges.
All right. What's the next step in the process for that bill?
Well, we're going through coming up with the prioritization, how we're going to direct those dollars. We've also got to come up with, and working with the Ways and Means Committee, on a funding component, which is actually the bigger picture, something that I was working on before, is trying to figure out how we make the Highway Trust Fund solvent. It's broke. We have to fix that, and we have a very regressive system in that we have a gas tax that supports it, and we have fewer and fewer vehicles on the road that you know, simply don't pay any gas tax. And we're going to have to look at alternatives, and that's one of the things we're looking at and kind of going through now.
All right, Congressman Sam Graves has joined us today in Quicksilver this morning.